This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, it's time to hand out your Valentines to the class. Everyone has made their beautiful little box with cardboard and glitter, and just go around and put the Valentines you made in everyone's box.
Okay.
Addle JPC, you seem hesitant.
Yeah, no, we have, Aaron, we didn't know you were serious. We thought you were joking. That's something that kids do.
I never joke. I'm not a comedian. According to men on the internet, I'm not a comedian.
Well,
I
that's
never
number
joke.
One trusted. Number one, after Snopes, men on the internet, number two, most trusted source. Aaron, how about we do verbal Valentines?
But I made this box. I made these Valentines.
And I misread your voice memo, and
What'd
I made a bunch of locks. So, and it's pink. So I feel like it's on theme, but I can't.
Yeah, salmon is pink. Is that what you meant? Locks, L-O-X?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can see it, obviously. I made a big batch
we
of it.
We can all see it. We stand silently for 30 seconds and look at it.
We can all see it.
Mm-hmm. We both know it's either locks, like you lock a door, or it's locks, like you put on a bagel.
Yeah, either one, improbable for me to have made a bunch of.
I'm just asking because there's a lot of metal keys in there, which I've never,
don't,
when I go to delis, I don't see that.
So I was not allowed to do it in the kitchen, so I had to do it in my key making workshop.
It's a real improv stand-up. What is it called?
Now I don't know. You're twirling your hair like a circle.
This is a disaster.
What is this?
A tumbleweed goes by, and then you two are staring at each other about which kind of locks it's going to be.
Oh, you did the Old West thing, but yeah. You did like the like cell phone.
I didn't mean to do that. I meant to do that.
The time at the beep is 1882.
Okay, now all three of us are in a standoff. What are we talking about? What is this?
Wow, wow, wow.
That's like the that's
I
a standoff
salmon,
sound, right?
Partner.
Oh, there it is. See, I don't know anything. I'm not
you
a
know,
comedian.
All those old-timey, rough-and-tumble Western guys were always fighting over whether it was locks or locks. Or locks for love.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if the...
It could be the hair locks.
I showed up to Locks for Love with 42 pounds of Atlantic wild salmon and was laughed out of the warehouse. Said, no little girl wants to wear that on her head. I said, all right.
No little girl wants to wear 42 pounds of wild-caught Alaskan salmon.
Well,
okay,
hold on.
Check out this my fourth grade photo and say that again.
Yeah. Hold on. All 42 pounds is not for one kid.
What? Then two kids are going to show up to school with the same salmon haircut?
Humiliating.
Yeah, you're right.
I think my this favorite. Is officially, and we are not even done yet, the most
officially.
Unhinged hey riddle riddle opening we've done.
Officially.
Officially.
Like a snake's jaw. Mm-hmm. I'm always saying we're like a snake's jaw. My favorite Valentine when I was a kid, and this is pre Aaron and JPC, and pre Aaron and JPC can still get painted, was there were Michael Jordan Valentines when I was a youngin'.
Yeah.
And oh, what a thrill. When you open up a Valentine, it might have been like Doug Funny being like, or Skeeter being like, Skeet her, I hardly know her, with a heart.
No,
this
is fine. Addle, would that be, a, that wouldn't be on there.
Well, I went to a pretty raunchy grade school. But then every once in a while, you'd open up a Valentine, and it's Michael Jordan dunking, and it'd be like, your love is a slam dunk or something, which as a, I don't know, 7, 8-year-old, I didn't need to be getting all these loves and hearts and everything, but it was such a thrill to have a Michael Jordan Valentine.
You don't think everyone in your class actually loved you, right? You don't think everyone in your class...
Do I get one pass?
Hey, it sucks that they do, because how many of those people do you still talk to? Because that's a lot of people who just let love slip through their fingers.
A very specific kind of childhood stress is you're sitting at your dining room table, you had just gone to CVS with your mom, and you picked out the Valentine's cards you're bringing to your class. You're on a roll, you're just going down the list of everyone in your class, and then you get to your crush. And then you go, what do I do? What do I do? Do I give him a heavy-handed one? Do I really show up for him in a way that is lovely? Do I give him like a buddy one? Do I try to make sure his is super masculine so I don't insult his masculinity? Like, how do I approach this? How far in do I go? What do I do? What do I do? I just remember being deeply stressed in a flop sweat at a dining room table as a 10-year-old.
Well, Aaron, here's the thing. 20-some years later, JPC, your older brothers, JPC and I, are here to help you. What's the kid's name? Who's 10-year-old Aaron crushing on? Describe this kid.
Probably would have been Andrew.
Chain wallet, baggy Zinco jeans, wallet.
He was like a little shorter Juggalo than makeup. Me and funny and a nerd. He ended up being my prom date senior year. He was very funny, very cool.
Aaron, it all worked out. You don't need us.
Did you close?
No, we never were romantically interested in each other.
Aaron, ABC.
Third grade.
Aaron, ABC.
I'm sorry. Always be closing.
Not to jump too far ahead into the future, but and also, obviously this is Hey We're a Riddle. It's a podcast where we do riddles. I'm JPC. That's Adam. That's Aaron. Sure. This is your first episode.
Whoa.
What are you doing? It's Valentine's Day. It's your first episode of a riddle podcast. You got to do a life check. This is a life check for you. But did you guys do when you went to like, I don't know, junior high, maybe even high school? I think it was high school for us, where one of the things you could do on Valentine's Day was buy people like singing telegrams that like went the choir, like I think it was a choir or something. Not choir. Did we have a choir? Music band? Something? Band? I don't know if it was band. Some singing thing would go to classes and you could like pay money for people to do like singing Valentine's to people.
I would have loved to have been one of those singing Valentines, but my school did not have that.
I don't think any school should. It seemed to be like horribly embarrassing, but people did it.
Yeah, here's where everything goes wrong, is that in my high school, I think it was high school, the band would do it or whatever it was, and you write down on a slip of paper like, hey, this is Adel, I'm going to pay $5. You hand a rose to someone and sing them a little song, and it's like from your secret admirer.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is, the kids who are running that have the knowledge.
Yes.
They know I wrote that. It's all anonymous, except those band kids have that knowledge, and you better believe they're holding on to it.
Huh. I wonder if I should give like secret, dramatic information to all of the gayest kids in school. I wonder if that's going to spread like fucking wildfire.
Gossip.
We didn't have roses, but we had these like candy heart suckers that you could buy people as well. Mm. But they were also really fucking good. And I remember
you
like
call
people
them suckers.
Just...
I just had this conversation. The Midwest people
call them?
Calling them suckers, lollipops.
Yeah, they're suckers. No, they're suckers.
Is awful. Suckers.
Lollipop.
Sounds...
Lollipop is what a little kid in a sailor outfit licks in 1932.
Yeah, that's for someone from
it's
the
still the same kind of candy. It's hard candy on a stick. It's a lollipop. You
it's
fools. You Midwest goons. I will beat you up with my fists.
You can't say lollipop without saying, hey, mister, and then saying, you know.
Sucker is awful.
It describes what you do. If you put hard candy in your mouth, you're not going to lollipop it. You're going to suck it.
No, it's awful.
I went to a Catholic school. We actually weren't allowed to lollipop. That was against the code of conduct.
No lollygagging, no lollipop.
No spaghetti straps, no lollipops.
And you know what, Mr. Ohio in the chat? Mute yourself. Suckers are spherical, lollipops are circular. I'm not listening to anyone from the Midwest anymore. Haven't you heard?
Suckers get sucked. Blow pops were big in my high school.
Is that a sexual
thing? Oh, I went to a private Catholic school. People were just doing regular blow at my school.
So you're Carissa's dad. All right. Blow pops.
Okay, so I'm Old Man Puzzles for this episode for Valentine's Day week or day. I'm not sure which when this comes out.
On Valentine's Day.
I forgot to look. On Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
And Aaron, I don't want to be like the man on the internet. I don't want to try and explain to you, but it is called V-Day.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that when they were on the beach? No, that's D-Day.
You can go to the beach.
That's not this.
You go to a restaurant, nice restaurant, go to the beach, go to park.
I always go to the beach on VD Day and have myself an absolute time.
The doctor gives you the news?
Yeah.
Well,
and you have to make all those calls?
Yeah, I guess you could say I saw some crabs.
Okay, we're having a lot of fun today. I feel it. So I have two games prepared before we get into riddles, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
One is based, and this is just for anyone who hasn't written out their
Valentine's
Day card.
Oh, shit, based. Awesome.
Based on the famous poem, Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue, The Honey Is Sweet, and So Are You.
Okay.
You've heard
of that,
right?
I'm familiar.
A little rhyming poem.
I've never heard that version of it.
Okay.
Is that Keats?
Yeats.
Is it Yeats? Is that Yeats?
Keats, Yeats.
I heard Adidas canceled their Yeats collab.
Is that Lord Byron?
Yeats by Dre?
Yeah, that's Lord Byron. So... these are for, again, people, if you haven't written your Valentine's Day to your spouse card. Or...
too late. You're too late.
You're too late. But here are some rhyming poems for you. I'm going to give the first part, and then you guys need to give me the second half, the rhyme.
Okay.
So I'll give you essentially like the roses are red, violets are blue part, and then you have to fill in it after it. Ready?
Isn't the first half always the same? Isn't it the first half always roses are red, violets are blue? Oh, but then you get.
I got different ones.
Okay. Got it.
Sunsets are pink, oceans are blue.
I fucked a minion and so did Gru.
We don't know that he did.
And we're just practicing right now, right, Aaron? This won't make it. This won't make it in the episode.
Did you fuck the same minion that Gru fucked? Because there's a lot of them.
Looking at my council, he's shaking
his
head.
How can you tell?
I watched the first 15 minutes of Despicable Me the other day.
Why?
So I... because I had never seen it, and Mariah loves the Minions, so, and I've never seen a single Minions property, so we put it on, but we can't watch, like, a full movie anymore, and so I only got about 15 minutes, and I was also watching it with the sound off and the subtitles on.
I would say enjoy it with a red wine and a filet mignon. These things are so tender. I don't know what group puts in them. These things are so tender.
You're grilling minions?
Wait, you're not?
What are you doing? Have you steaming them, Aaron? You're losing flavor. You're losing flavor on the table.
I'm losing nutrients when I grill them.
Honestly, you're losing nutrients.
No!
You're losing nutrients if you cook them at all. You got to eat raw minion. That's the only way to do it.
You know you're not supposed to microwave them, right? You know? Everyone knows.
No.
You can microwave it, you just have to take the clothes off.
Yeah.
Don't microwave them in the clothes.
Well, hold on. Do you leave the goggles on?
Do you leave the goggles on?
Are you gonna eat the eyes?
The best part.
Okay. I do have a cookbook coming out. It's called Filet Mignon. Please hit me up. That is, the recipes are coming out.
I've been putting them in smoothies because I'm on the go.
Yeah. You lose all the fiber, though.
I know
that. Why am I eating a minion if I'm not getting fiber? Honestly, you can blend
this
your minions.
This is an all-timer for me, you guys.
Also, do Metamucil. Like, do something that will give you some, like, or Miralax. Because you're going to be constipated. By day three of eating minion smoothies, you're going to be constipated, like, all get up.
Oh, yeah.
All those overalls working their way through your system.
Oh,
there's so many ways to cook a minion.
And I
it
can
sounds
play
like we're joking, but open our freezers and it's a bunch of minions.
They keep 6 months in the freezer, 3 weeks in the fridge. And I can play like this because I watched the first 15 minutes, so I understand about the minions.
You're getting it.
And Aaron, very quickly, I do want to say, open my fridge, look around. It's a bunch of minions.
Thank you.
I had to Santanify it.
Ooh, what episode is this? 300, 400? Eating minions.
Is it a thing with the minions where they always serve, right? They always serve like the most evil person. Is that how the minions work?
They flock to the most evil.
So which one of us do you think that the minions would
JPC.
Flock to?
JPC.
Come on. Thank you. Wasn't fishing for it. Like
you
what
were fully fishing for it. That was the most
minions?
Fishing I've ever seen. JPC was like doing the little like Shirley Temple smile. He was like, I don't know. What kind of evil in do you think maybe they would want to be around?
Uh-oh, Aaron, making me hungry for a lollipop.
Yep. What were we doing?
We were doing...
We did a poem.
Oh, my God. Okay. I completely forgot. How did we only get through one and then we talked about eating minions for 7 minutes? Oh, my head. Okay. Laughter echoes. Joy cascades.
Now it's time for Animal Parade. A minion in potato dressing.
A minion with au gratin sauce.
A minion in a chopped salad.
A minion twice baked.
A minion salad with mignonette. It's like vinaigrette. It's like vinaigrette, but with minion.
A minion in a spit with an apple in its mouth.
Animal parade. All right. We did not have an animal parade ready at the go, but since Aaron queued us up for it, let's see if I'm just going to do...
Did I?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to do minions, and then I'm going to go to news and see... okay. Every Despicable Me and Minions movie ranked from most to... Or from least to most popular. And just... 100%. This page is just full of fucking pop-up ads, of course. Okay. Fourth Despicable Me is on the way. AT&T Fiber, not really interested.
Wow. Aaron, you ever try a Bluebin Minion?
Oh, so good, but so many calories.
Okay, Despicable Me 4 is,
a
of course,
Bluebin
not out
Minion.
Yet.
Draw it. Somebody draw it. Actually,
coming
draw all of it,
five.
Everybody. Stop what you're doing at work. Put down your work. Everyone draw a minion being cooked and served in a creative way, and we will post our favorites on Hey Riddle Riddle's Instagram. Go on.
Coming
go
in
ahead.
At number
go
five, minions. Coming in at number four. How does anyone use the internet without just being like, this is too many ads. I have to put this down. coming in at number four, Despicable Me 3. Okay. Number three, Despicable Me. That's the original, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Can't wait to continue here so I can get to the best minion. Number two, Despicable Me 2. And of course, the number one Minions movie. You know it. You love it. The Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Wow. Aaron saw that, I believe.
I saw all of them. I don't know how, and I don't know when.
I don't know how. We should do Thanks Minion. Or Minions Giving. Where we each bring a different minion dish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's fun.
The only unproblematic way to celebrate Thanksgiving is if you change it to Thanks Minion, you remove it from its colonialist context, and you just eat minion shaped food with friends. And that's and friends and family and loved ones, and you share a minion based meal. That's the America that I want to live in.
Aww. Amen. Amen, yeah. Sister. Okay. Candles flicker in the divine.
Candles flicker in the divine. I can't eat grapes, but I can drink wine. Big wink.
Love that one.
I would say candles flicker in the divine. More than 8 seconds. Can't post it on Vine.
I love it. I think it's 6 seconds, though.
Well, yeah, but if it's more than eight, then it's also true. You know, it's not like I said more than five, you know?
Yeah, that's true. This one also has the same rhyme, so you can also maybe make it about Vine again. Maybe?
Okay, let's see. Great.
Music plays, hearts align.
Music plays, hearts align. I'm having some pain in my neck. Can you readjust my spine?
Beautiful Valentine's card.
Music plays, hearts align. Oh, you don't like me? I guess that's fine.
Aggressive Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's the aggressive the aggressive Valentine's Day rejection.
I love it. Dreams take flight, stories unfold.
I'm pretty young. You're getting old.
All right, all right.
That's
all
for
right.
teacher. That's for teacher.
That's for teacher.
That's for teacher. That's for teacher.
Yeah.
Coffee is hot. Mornings are cold. Did I do that one?
No, but we had a similar rhyme. But coffee is hot. Mornings are cold.
Mm-hmm.
You remind me of this bread all covered in mold.
Mm.
Aww.
That's also for teacher. We did two back-to-back ones for teacher.
All right, let's see. What about this one? Is this for teacher? Birds in flight through the storm.
I think I have frostbite. my body's so warm. Because when you go into hypothermia, you actually feel warm and you take your clothes off.
That's true.
Night has taught us anything.
Give it to me one more time, Aaron.
Birds in flight through the storm.
Another Valentine's Day spent with internet porn.
Aww.
Porn.
Porn.
Chicken porn.
When porn doesn't quite do it for you anymore.
The other
porn.
Way.
Porn for men.
That's really funny. Moonlight beams, shadows dance.
When we get older, let's get in these pants.
Mm.
And that's for teacher.
Yeah, that's for teacher. It's important when you're younger to make sex plans for when you're older, too. I think that's...
Sex plans are very
important. Yikes.
Or you could do Aaron, give me the first two lines one more time.
Yes.
Moonlight beam, shadows dance.
Parlez-vous, I speak France.
Love
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Fire is warm, stories are told.
You can't celebrate. You're only one day old.
Aw.
Hmm.
I'll go ahead and say it. I don't think Valentine's Day is a holiday appropriate for newborns.
Yeah, newborns, I think.
You can love a newborn.
I'm checking baby.com. Yeah. I think they're only supposed to celebrate Arbor Day and Honda Days.
And Honda Days. And Thanksgiving, of course.
And Thanksgiving. That's right.
And we'll end on this one.
Okay.
Mountains are high, valleys are low.
Hey, Aaron.
Does anyone know where I can score some blow?
And Aaron, can you give that reading one more time?
Mountains are high, valleys are low.
I'm ready for riddles. Let's get into the show.
Oh!
Bam, 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 old man in
the doctor was a mother.
The six flags.
He said, I'm a fucker. Hey, did it.
Aaron, hit us with a riddle.
No.
And this is Hey Minion.
Another
Man.
Game.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, wait, there's another game. Yes, never mind.
Okay, so this is... Let me actually copy-paste this really quick to make it easier for me. This game is called Set Me Up.
Okay.
And you two, we're going to do a little bracket, and you're going to set me up with real or fictional men. The list has both.
I like the emphasis on real, ... or fictional.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron, can I ask a quick question before we start? Yeah. Which one mm-hmm. is Charlie Hunnam?
None of them.
He sings the song?
But actually, all three lists. Of you, I trust your, you with knowing my taste in men and who I should be set up with.
All three of us? Adele, and Charlie Hunnam?
No. You three can add to the chat.
Oi, bruv.
Some names.
It's
that
me,
you would like
Charlie
to add.
Hunnam.
So who would you like me to add to the list before we begin?
Okay. Aaron, immediately, and I'll let you choose
mm-hmm.
either Brad Garrett
mm-hmm.
or whoever he plays in Everybody Loves Raymond, either his character or the actor.
Thank you.
Okay. And I get to add one, and it can be fictional that I think would be a good suited match for Aaron.
Or a real person.
Or a real person that I think would be a good suited match for
Casey, you're
Aaron.
Awfully quiet. Are you mad about me yelling at you and calling you a Midwest goon?
Okay, Aaron, I'm going to pick the cartoon Fox version of Robin Hood.
Thank you!
A classic.
Yeah. But
incredible.
To be clear, I think that cartoon Fox Robin Hood, that's not just good for Aaron. That's like a universal donor. Like,
good
that's
for the
like
goose,
a,
good for the gander. Yeah.
Yeah.
Casey,
you have to.
Casey
pick
has
something.
Nothing to add.
Hey, it wasn't Charlie Hunnam that she was talking to, Casey. She was talking to you. You have to pick.
That's fine.
Casey,
you don't
wrote,
think I'm worthy of love.
Casey's ready.
I'll be alone forever.
If it's someone from, he said, sorry, my cat was knocking shit over for real. So I guess Casey's cat is who he picked.
All right. Casey.
It was either going to be Casey's cat or someone from Neoscum. So you pretty much lucked out with that.
Sweet.
Casey right. selects Ronin Cumjumper.
Okay. Your first matchup. And we can go through these quick. And we might need to take a break in between. All right. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
Aragorn from Lord of the Rings or Batman?
Ooh, I'm going to say Aragorn.
I mean, from everything I know about these two, Aragorn is a better partner. Batman's only partner is the knight or
Robin.
Fighting crime. Not even Robin. I don't even think he treats Robin really like a partner. That's more like a sidekick relationship. Like I got to go Aragorn.
Robin's a garnish.
Yeah.
Lando Calrissian, or Marlon Brando and Guys and Dolls?
Got to go with Lando. Lando versus Brando? Aaron, Lando v. Brando?
I know, I did
it's
that
gotta
get,
it's got to be it's gotta be.
Can you
Lando.
Believe they went 5-4 on Lando v. Brando? Overturning centuries of precedent. I got to go Lando as well. I don't think Lando's a good match for you, Aaron, but I'm going to go Lando as well.
Oh, okay, thanks. Lil Monkey Bones or Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing?
Lil Monkey Bones.
Lil Monkey Bones. Bye, Denzel.
What? No. What?
Aaron, I would be so good for you. I'm taken. And Lil Monkey Bones is a perfect clone of me. So vis-a-vis, I gotta put my money on myself.
Oh, perfect. No. Lil Monkey Bones is going to try to fix me. Finnick O'Dare from The Hunger Games or Indiana Jones, but only when he's teaching?
Aaron, can you tell me who plays Finnick O'Dare?
Sam Claflin or something? I'm not sure of the actor.
Wow.
Dresses up
None
like
of that helped me.
With zero makeup kit?
I don't know what else he's been in. I can't think of anything else he's been in. Oh,
Professor
he was Daisy Jones in The Six.
Daisy Jones, Indiana Jones? Aaron, I see what you're doing here.
I
Jones
didn't even
v. Jones?
To do
I'm going to go with Professor Jones.
Thank you.
I'm going to go. Wow. My problem here is that both of these people kill people. And I don't necessarily know that that level of hyperviolence is going to be appropriate for you, Aaron. Go ahead, Adel.
I just realized something. This is nothing. I was going to wait till you're done. Aaron, is the Aqua song Dr. Jones about Indiana Jones? Dr. Jones, Jones, you're my Dr. Jones.
I guess I have to go with Indiana Jones because the other person, I don't know the actor, I don't know the character, and I know nothing about any of it. So we have to go with the one I know.
I have no idea. I Googled it and I can't find it. I fucking love that song. Baby, I've been missing you. I want you by my side.
By far the best song. By far.
Yeah, that was the best. So
by far the
Indiana
best
Jones.
Song?
Yes.
By far?
By far.
Come back
by
day.
Far.
JPC, just like really by far. By far. Darwin is the best minion. There's Bob, Carl, Darwin, Dave, Frank, Jerry, John, and Kevin.
Huh?
And you do not want to hear their descriptors.
I didn't know that there. I thought there were only three. I thought it was like Bob, Kevin, and another one.
Bob, Carl, Darwin, Dave, Frank, Jerry, John, and Kevin. And I'll just say Frank is a one-eyed minion who is tall and skinny and likes to play golf.
Okay, you said minion, and now I'm hungry. So let's go on a little break. Snack
okay,
on
yes.
some minions, handful of minions for some protein, and we will
were
be right
on
back.
A minion.
Check the show description for our favorite minion recipes. You could check. They're not there, but you can check.
I said a lemon vinaigrette. Minion grit. Lemon minion grit.
Oh no, Adel, this is going to be the rest of your day. Oh no.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my Aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh,
Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... Trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, right. And I got matched with a Midnight Luxe mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique, mm-hmm. and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, mm-hmm. we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
We are back from the break, and I just realized that these two nerds are both wearing Hey Riddle Riddle merch. JPC has a Women Be Hummus t-shirt on.
A t-shirt that I could only wear in my home.
And Adela has a Baby Baby Crab Rangoon sweatshirt on that looks rather cozy. I am not wearing Hey Riddle Riddle merch, and I feel a fool.
Erin, who are you wearing?
I'm wearing something I got from Buffalo Exchange a week ago.
Why are we talking about Buffalo Exchange, Erin? You should be looking in the comments. Go to the episode description where we have all of our favorite minion recipes. And also, there's a link to our merch, and you can get some of these cool t-shirts that you can't see.
Okay.
We've obviously purchased them.
There'll be riddles this episode, but we got to get through this first. They're setting me up with my
husband. I wonder, and this is actually something that I would love people to let us know about. Now, if you let us know about it on social media, I'll never see it, but you could let us know about it, like the Discord, I guess. I wonder if there is a person who has more Hey Riddle Riddle merch than the three of us.
No.
Because I think I probably have like at least seven items of Hey Riddle Riddle merch.
I have six or seven.
I wonder. And I don't want you to go try to beat it, but I do wonder if there's just a person who organically has it.
So vie for our number one fan by letting us know how many pieces of merch you have. We will send that person, I guess, a new piece of merch.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll send you a piece of merch. Why not? If you have the most, we'll send you more.
The next matchup is Edward Cullen and Mr. Darcy. Do the right thing, you guys.
Who's Edward Cullen again? That's from Twilight?
Yeah. Twilight.
Or Mr. Darcy. Is there anything that says they aren't the same person, just 150 years has passed?
That's a good point. No, they're different.
Erin,
I want to say Mr. Darcy.
Thank you.
But
no, don't overthink
it. if we're thinking about which one of the Little Women you are, and I know those are different properties, you got to be the one that's sick all the time, right?
I get that a lot.
Erin, you're anemic and you play the pianoforte.
So I can't give you Mr. Darcy, right? Because, and I know, again, they're from different properties.
They're different. This is the weirdest girl math I've ever seen, ever.
They're from different worlds.
Louisa May Alcott wrote Sense and Sensibility. And Pride and Prejudice.
And the other one is Edward Cullen. I've never seen a Twilight, and I've never read a book of Twilight, but I don't think he's a good guy, right?
I'm going to go Mr. Darcy.
Thank you. JBC, you
agree? I'll give you Mr. Darcy. I'll give you Mr. Darcy. But I mean, I don't know anything about Edward Cullen. I've at least read Little Women.
Good for you. John Wick versus Theo James, the actor, not his characters. Theo James is the incredibly hot actor.
He's from White Lotus, is that right? Season 2? Okay.
And from Divergent.
I don't know what Theo James looks like. I can't
look him up.
John Wick. John Wick, again, is a murderer, and he doesn't really talk. And so I will give you... Oh, yeah, Theo James. Oh, yeah. Wow, look at this guy. What a cutie. Yeah, Theo James, you can take him.
I'm gonna say John Wick.
Okay, Casey, you have to be the tiebreaker.
This is great because I'm looking at Theo...
Don't think about it, Casey.
I'm looking at Theo James's IMDb right now, and I'm like, this guy is so handsome, but it does not look like he's ever been in anything good.
Yeah.
That's such a bummer.
Well, it happens.
Casey said John Wick, so bye, Theo James.
If John Wick 4 if John Wick 4 is to be believed, and I think it is, there's a moment where they put out like an APB. They're like, all assassins, the John Wick bounty is up to like $2 million. He's walking through like the streets of Paris or something. As that APB goes out, I want to say 95% of the people on the street and cafes and in stores and in cars get up and go to kill John Wick. So, Aaron, 95% of the world is secret assassins. Probably two of the three of us are a secret assassin, which means, Aaron, you need protection. So, John
95%.
Wick.
Adel, it would be you. I know you were fishing for that. You would be the secret assassin.
That's all I want.
Flynn Rider from Tangled or Dev Patel?
I'm going to say Dev Patel.
I'll say
selfishly.
Yeah, I'd love to meet Dev Patel.
I want to sit across from him on a double date.
I don't remember Flynn Rider. I don't remember Tangled is the one with the really curly hair.
Yeah, he's like
no, that's
brown,
Brave.
Curly. Yeah. No, Tangled is the long blonde Rapunzel hair.
No,
and he's like a thief.
Maybe didn't see it. So I'll go with Dev Patel.
You will soon. All these kids' movies are coming at you, JP. You can't avoid them long. Paul Newman or Pacey from Dawson's Creek?
Newman. Aaron, unlimited salad dressing?
That's a good point. Aaron, can you tell me the actor that plays Pacey from Dawson's Creek?
Joshua Jackson.
That don't know why I asked. Did nothing for me. We'll go Dr. Salads.
Okay. But for the record, Pacey from Dawson's Creek is exactly my type. So if you look like that, you know where to find me.
Do they know where to find you?
Say it's
yeah.
The Mighty
the
Ducks.
Fuck.
That's so weird. How did he get in here? Denzel Washington and Much Ado About Nothing. Whoa, sorry, guys. The security on this list is not good. I guess anyone can just rewalk back in here. And a glass of orange juice.
Glass of orange juice?
No.
Yeah, glass of orange juice. Hands down, cold glass of orange juice. Hot, even, would be good.
I did it, so it would have to...
Hey, Aaron, you should never have put glass of orange juice in this because glass of orange juice is going all the way, baby.
Jimmy Fallon in Fever Pitch or Kevin Costner in Bull Durham? I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it.
Ugh.
Aaron, you made this bracket.
Yeah, but I didn't give myself all good ones. I did random men, fictional men.
I'll do Kevin Nealon in Female Pitch or whatever you said.
Jimmy Fallon. Pitch
Perfect. Kevin
Jimmy
Nealon
Fallon.
In Pitch Perfect.
No, it's not Kevin Nealon in Pitch Perfect.
I'll do Kevin Nealon in Pitch Perfect final answer.
That might be the name of the episode, though.
I don't want you to have to wake up listening to Jimmy Fallon crooning, I'm an idiot and I'm your boyfriend. So I'm going to go with whatever the other choice was. Kevin Costner and Bull Durham.
Bull Durham, yeah. That's the baseball movie?
Yeah.
If it's a sports movie or a kids movie, chances are I've never seen it.
Okay. I hope that's good. I hope that he's not problematic because none of us know. Li Shang from Mulan or 90s Dermot Mulroney?
I'm a big 90s Dermot Mulroney fan, so I'm going to have to go with... But honestly, Aaron, I'll give you any age Dermot Mulroney because...
Okay.
That man has aged like a fine minion wine.
Yeah, I'll go with Dermot Mulroney.
Great. Great. Plus, it would be kind of hard to have sex with a cartoon, so I appreciate that.
Not if you're doing it right.
I think it'd be soft.
2D. Matthew McConaughey's character in Dazed and Confused or Mr. Tumnus?
I wish I hadn't let 2D slide by so fast. Now that sex is on the table,
I'm going to take Tumnus for sure.
Looks like sex is back on the table, boys. I'm going to go Mr. Tumnus.
Okay. JPC?
I think he's a good listener. Tumnus.
Great. Henry Cavill in that scene from Mission Impossible, you know the one, the bathroom one, when he does this. My favorite thing a man has ever done. That is,
he cocks his arms.
That is the crown jewel of masculinity, is that they, moment.
Arms as guns?
Mm-hmm. Or Tom Hanks and You've Got Mail.
Tom Hanks.
Hanks, because you want Cavill too bad.
Yeah.
It'd be a lopsided relationship. Lopsided.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, wait, what? This is crazy.
Orange Juice, Glass of Orange Juice.
Denzel Washington? Is Denzel Washington?
Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing, the 90s one with Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson. And Keanu Reeves is in that one too. And Denzel Washington's in it and he's so sexy.
That's back on here.
Whoa, I didn't see, did you guys see that happen? I didn't see it. What the heck? Or Brad Garrett on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Garrett.
No!
Oh.
Everybody loves Aaron.
Aaron, he's tall. He's got money. He has the popcorn. I believe he makes popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
He has a stand-up club in Vegas.
At the MGM Grand.
He's a catch, Aaron. He's a catch.
Brad Garrett's Comedy Lounge.
Garrett for life.
He does Jimmy John's ads at some point as like a mafioso. Mm-hmm.
I will continue on, but I need everybody, and that includes you listening, to Google image Denzel Washington
Brad
and
Garrett
Much
Young.
Ado. No. Override JPC. Denzel Washington and Much Ado About Nothing. Or watch a short clip of him walking around. Just what? For the
Aaron,
love of God.
We're not saying he's not a smokestack and a total catch. We're saying this is someone we're picking for you.
Glass and I.
You don't think he would like me?
No, I don't think so, Aaron.
Ooh, hoo, 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 hoo.
I think you're a little too much woman for him.
And I'm a little too much woman for orange juice, I think. Motherfuckers. All right, Brad Garrett moves on.
And Aaron, I'm looking it up here. Okay, let me just type this here. And my records show that, I want to say 13 episodes ago, you were panicking that you weren't doing enough riddles in your episodes.
Was that me?
No, I like the new Aaron. I think this new Aaron's great.
I was brunette then. I was different. I fully
support any single one of us just hijacking an episode to do whatever the fuck you want. Like,
it's Valentine's Day. It's special.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do a little. We will definitely have time to do like 4 to 6 Valentine's Day themed riddles at the end. Everyone, it's okay. We're okay.
Aaron, I'm on your side.
I don't care how many riddles we get to.
There's no bigger riddle in life than figuring out who your heart fits with.
Thank you. That's right.
And Aaron,
for you,
it's a big glass of orange juice.
And if you're listening to this, and you're in a relationship, you're married to your job. For most of our listeners, that would be like being married to grad school, I guess. Big mistake.
Got him.
You know what? Calm down. This one's not for you, okay? You just enjoy your like shit that you got going on. You got bliss happening over there.
Oh,
we're working. We're working here.
I listened to Hey Riddle Riddle today, and they're not doing riddles anymore. They're just giving out delicious recipes for minions.
Oh, my favorite riddle podcast doesn't have any more brain teasers. They just have appetizers of how to eat minions. Oh,
hey,
that's
JPC?
What you sound like, you fucking fools.
JPC, are you okay? You said appetizers.
I honestly didn't know where I was going with it until I hit appetizers.
Okay, cartoon Fox Robin Hood or Casey's Cat? Do the right thing,
Casey's
guys.
Cat.
Cartoon Fox Robin Hood. I gotta say, Casey's Cat is too wild for you, Aaron.
Casey?
I think that cat's too much woman for you.
Do the right thing, Casey. Do the right thing, Robin Hood. Thank you,
Robin
Thank
Hood.
You.
Casey secretly hates his cat. His cat eating the phone, eating the mic, eating all the cords.
All right, Aragorn or Lando Calrissian?
Aragorn.
Aragorn, a better match.
Because, Aaron, then you would be queen.
That's true. Oh, Jesus. Little Monkey Bones or Indiana Jones, but only when he's teaching.
Aaron, here's what I'm going to say.
Don't.
Little Monkey Bones and Indiana Jones were standing in a fountain. Lightning hit. they became Little Monkey Jones.
Adel, I'm so fragile Bones right now. A... Don't do this, Adel. I'm fragile.
Adel,
I'm at my lowest, Adel. Look at what I'm doing on a Riddle podcast right now. I am already down. Don't kick
me
further.
I'm in the deep of doom. I'm in the deep of doom.
Aaron, it seems like we have Little Monkey Jones here, which is, again, is a combination of Little Monkey Bones and Indiana Jones. Little Monkey Jones, do you mind saying your famous phrase, but in Latin, Jehovah starts with a I?
I hate snakes.
Okay, I don't know what your answer to that was.
It's Little Monkey Jones.
Aaron, here's the thing. I thought about it. I think that this is like super weirdly breaking the rules, but you did specifically say it's Indiana Jones only when he's the professor. And I guess if we're just stripping every other context out of his life, the only thing I know about Indiana Jones as a professor is he's like super hot, super smart, and kind of frazzled. And I think that that's probably good for you. So yeah, I'm gonna go Indiana Jones.
Thank you.
But you know, if he does all the other stuff where he's like a murderer and a womanizer, I don't know.
That's
I don't know about
I added
that for you.
Only when he's teaching.
Yes. But then it's like he only exists as like a half a person. I don't get it. Like Little Monkey Bones is a fully realized person. Got a lot of depth to him. I'll go Indiana Jones.
Aaron, I'm trying to think of like who you would talk to on the phone for hours, and I think Little Monkey Bones ticks that box. I'm sorry.
I'm a good listener.
Because it's just me going, what? Huh?
What?
What?
I listen.
Who? All right, Mr. Darcy or John Wick?
Darcy.
What if there's a John Wick but set in the Austinverse? Oh.
That's fun.
We got to see that.
Like in Texas?
Mr. Darcy moves forward. Dev Patel or Paul Newman?
Dev.
Dev Patel.
Great.
Sorry, I was saying everyone should check out Devs on Hulu. Mm-hmm. It's Nick Offerman, like you've never seen him.
One season on Devs,
one
right?
Season, one and done.
It was like a one and done thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A glass of orange juice or Kevin Costner and Bull Durham, we've never seen it.
OJ.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go with the juice on this one. You and OJ.
90s Dermot Mulroney or Mr. Tumnus? Jesus Christ.
Tumnus.
Ooh, interesting. Casey's going to have to tie break this one because I'm Mulroney for life.
Casey?
Dermot Mulroney, Aaron, that was the one who was on New Girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yes. And Dylan McDermott was the one who was in like that Boston show about being a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Kraft Cheese and Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah, I'm doing Dermot Mulroney. Love that. Love that name. Handsome guy.
He was in My Best Friend's Wedding, right?
Okay.
Casey says, I'm with JPC. Very interesting how he didn't want to try to spell Dermot Mulroney.
Tom Hanks and You've Got Mail or Brad Garrett on Everybody Loves Raymond?
Garrett.
By the way, I perfectly got Casey. He said, you got me. Tom Hanks, You Got Mail.
Casey?
Ooh, it's I'm the captain now. Tom Hanks moves along.
Thank you. Cartoon Fox of Robin Hood, and holy crap, he's done it again. Denzel Washington and Much Ado About Nothing.
I don't know how he keeps showing up in like the second and third round of the bracket. Cartoon Fox, I would
Cartoon
say.
Cartoon Fox.
Oh my God. Aragorn or Indiana Jones, but only when he's teaching.
Jones. Dr. Jones.
Jones. Yeah, the only when he's teaching thing has got me.
Okay. I think that's
the
right
garbage.
Vote.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Yeah, yeah.
The one-to-one. Perfect.
Mr. Darcy or Dev Patel?
Dev.
Ooh. I want to say Darcy.
Casey?
Patel, me something good.
One's a real person. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow, Dev Patel moves along.
Mr. Darcy's out. I'm shocked.
Damn.
I'm not complaining.
A millionaire.
Does Dev Patel have a partner? Dev Patel.
Don't tell me.
Mary?
And don't Google to see if a glass of orange juice has a partner. I can't
JBC,
take it.
Don't Google Dev Patel shirtless.
Who is Dev Patel's wife? Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, he does have a wife.
Oh!
Yeah. They've been married since 2017.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Yeah! Okay, a glass of orange juice or 90s Dermot Mulroney?
OJ.
Mulroney!
Wow.
Casey? Oh my God, the OJ. How did this happen?
Aaron, I gotta say, Dev Patel's wife looks just like you.
Shut up. No, she doesn't.
It's pretty unfortunate.
She doesn't.
Spitting image.
She's spitting?
In every picture, she's spitting. I don't really understand it.
Tom Hanks, you know, and You've Got Mail, or cartoon Fox Robin Hood.
This is a camel. I'm looking at a picture of Dev Patel.
Google a camel.
I'm going to do Tom Hanks because I just don't know about you in a cartoon. I think the height disparity is going to be a little too much to handle.
Okay.
I'm going to go cartoon Fox.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, keep disagreeing.
Okay. Casey has to settle this.
I just think Tom Hanks is a bad fit for Aaron.
Too tall?
Well, just Chet. Because Aaron would have to be stepmother to Chet Hanks, which I think
there
is
are better Tom
look.
Hankses. I disagree. But okay.
Wow.
Robin Hood.
Wow. Okay. Robin Hood moves along.
Surprising. All right. One second.
I do Aaron with Tom Hanks from The Terminal.
No, thank you.
Always tried to return cards to get Burger King for you.
I would say Aaron with Alan Rickman's Sheriff of Nottingham from the Kevin Costner Robin Hood. Wow. I think Aaron and Alan Rickman as Robin Hood are a perfect match.
Indiana I think Jones, Aaron and Hans but only Gruber. When he's teaching. Or Dev Patel.
I gotta go Dev
Indiana
Patel.
Jones.
Oh my
man.
Gosh. Ugh. Jones.
Jones. Jones Woo. Moves along.
A glass of orange juice. Jesus Christ, that made it to the top four. And cartoon
Jesus
Fox Robin Hood.
I gotta go OJ.
Aaron, believe me when I tell you, I do think the juice is worth the squeeze. I think OJ needs to advance here.
How did this A glass of orange juice or Indiana Jones, but only when he's teaching.
Is this the final? Is this the final?
Kinda.
Whatever happens, Aaron's going to say, you won't believe this, but Denzel Washington.
I'm an unpredictable mystery, and no one knows what's going to happen next.
Aaron, here's what I think happens. I think Indiana Jones downs that entire glass of cold orange juice and then gives you a little smile and says, everyone, please take your seats. We're about to begin. I think Indiana Jones moves on.
Hell yeah.
And then he tosses you the Rosetta Stone and he goes, found this. I found this in my pants.
You're like, all right, what? Indiana Jones, but only when he's teaching, and Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing.
Aaron, fuck it. I'll give it to you. Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing.
Aaron, fuck it. I'll give it to you. I think you would be absolutely perfect for Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing. So I will vote for Indiana Jones.
Yep, but Indiana Jones takes it.
Oh, all the minions are flocking to JPC. Interesting.
Yep.
They're feeding off his energy.
That's how you know
who's
being the biggest
shitster
in the episode. No, I don't mind.
You know what I'm saying?
Google image Indiana Jones when he's a professor. And holy crap. All right, let's do some riddles.
Minions as food. Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, we'll do a couple of riddles. I don't mind doing a riddle or two. I'm at work.
And then we're, yeah, great. Couple riddles. Here they come. One second.
Aaron's Googling image Google search riddles.
Why would you put candy under your pillow?
Okay, so this is going to be a tooth fairy pun.
For the sweet tooth fairy?
Oh, yeah, sweet tooth fairy. Sweet tooth fairy. No, yeah. Addle. Sweet tooth fairy, final answer. What? Oh. My man Addle. Oh. My man hit you with sweet tooth fairy.
No. Nope.
I'm gonna go to bed, guys. This sucks. Aaron, is
okay.
It because you're
camping? I see him going to bed. I see him putting a big sucker under his pillow. He's Goodbye. Trying to get that sweet tooth fairy.
Aaron, is it because you're camping, and if you put candy under your pillow, the bears will go for that first?
No.
Is it because you're trick-or-treating, Aaron, and you're trying to make it look like you got more candy than you did, so you put a pillow in the pillowcase that you're using to collect candy as well, and so
Valentine's
candy...
Day episode.
Okay.
Okay.
So yes or no is all I needed.
Why would you put candy
under your pillow?
Oh, Aaron, is it because you want to have sweet dreams?
Mm-hmm.
God damn
sweet
it, that's
dreams
it.
Are made of dreams.
What can be touched but can't be seen?
Nathan Fielder's penis in the A24 TV production The Curse?
No.
Spoiler for The Curse, maybe? I don't know. Could be. I don't know. What can be touched but can't be seen? I don't know, like your heart?
Yeah, someone's heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell that to doctors.
What did the piece of gum say to their Valentine?
You lost your flavor.
I choose
you. Ooh, I choose you. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did the banana go out with the fig?
The fig? Because he wanted a date.
Because he couldn't get a date.
Mm.
I do love that people who waited for like almost an hour would be like, they're going to do some riddles. And what we're doing is Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day like cards.
Mm-hmm. That's all what riddles are. Half riddles
these. These are better than most riddles.
What did the paperclip say to the magnet?
I'm stuck
on
you.
I see you're trying to write a love form letter. Maybe I could. Boy.
I'm pulled towards you. You hold me together. I'm stuck on you.
I find you very attractive.
Yes.
You fucked up my spine.
Watch out, Magneto's behind you.
What did the pepperoni say to its Valentine?
I cheese you.
What did the pepperoni say to its Valentine? Okay, what do we know about pepperoni?
Pepperoni, that's like it's sausage, pizza, right? It's like a type of
cured ham.
Pepperoni. Charcuterie.
You're looking charcute to me.
You're looking charcute to me.
That would be cute.
This is what the pepperoni said to their Valentine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Topping, you topping me tonight?
Nope. It's, you've got a pizza in my heart. Piece of my heart.
I think they probably could have said you topping me tonight.
All right, yeah, on that note, let's do a voicemail.
Why wouldn't it be you topping me tonight?
You topping to
me? You topping to me?
Yeah, we should probably just go ahead and do a voicemail.
It's the time of the podcast. Or for voicemail, you can leave them anytime. At 805 Riddle 1, tell them all your reads, tell you what. Bring them on the show. It's the time of the podcast.
Fucking believable hug.
That was from Matthew. Matthew said, longtime listener, first time emailer. Here's a voicemail theme that's been haunting me. I'm not the best at singing or audio engineering, so it might be a little rough around the edges. Thank you, and I'm sorry. Matthew, Matthew, normally I'm a stickler for that 30 seconds or less rule, but I really like this one. So thank you, Matthew. You did a great job.
Unbelievable. That's going to be my new ringtone, even though I don't use ringtones. What if we did Screamsgiving? Thanks, Screaming.
Let's hear that voicemail.
Hey, Clue Crew, this is Matt Romeo from Ohio. You know, the guy who made the weird puppets of you guys.
Yes.
Anyway, my wife and I are expecting our first child come St. Patrick's Day, a bouncing baby boy. Anyway, we cannot figure out what to name this child. We figured you guys have had some good ideas. We'll accept anything you guys come up with. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you, Matt, and thank you for the puppets. I think you're a little confused because Matt said we're having our first child come St. Patrick's Day. If that's when you came, I think it's. I think you're hopeful,
no.
But it hasn't come to fruition. Okay.
Well, also, did Matt just say we'll accept anything that you guys pick? Do we have final cut on this?
Puppets.
Full authority. Puppet Romeo.
Okay. Well, also. No, he said the last name is Romeo. So can we do something? Can we do something with that?
What about Otis?
Otis Romeo.
Otis Romeo. What's the pun there?
Oh, are we trying to do a pun or name a human?
It's Romeo. So I was like, can we name this maybe Mercutio? Could it be like Mercutio Juliet Romeo?
What about of course Romeo, a Shakespeare character, Aaron Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing? What if we call this kid Ado Romeo?
Well, who did Denzel Washington play in Much Ado About Nothing?
You don't even know.
You're asking me? That's your husband.
Who did he play?
Oh, what if we make Matt Romeo name his son Denzel?
Denzel Romeo?
What about Theodore, and you can call him Teddy? Teddy Romeo?
Teddy Romeo.
That's a fun. That sounds like a news anchor.
Teddy Romeo sounds like he owns like three Manhattan restaurants. Oh, this is a Teddy Romeo place.
How are we enjoying the meal? Have we dined here before?
Nobody steals from a Teddy Romeo casino.
Well, famously, in the play, we say, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? So what if the kid's name is Romeo, Romeo?
I like Romeo, Romeo. But then you have to have a cool middle name. Yeah. Like, I'm just spitballing here. Romeo.
Triple R. RRR. Okay. One of the best movies of the last 5 years.
One of the best movies of the last 5 years. So, your name of your baby is the movie RRR.
What about Reed?
Reed Romeo.
You want to go with some alliteration with, like, Reed Romeo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't people be like, Reed Romeo? Do you mean Reed Romeo and Juliet, the play?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what about this? Ricky. Ricky Romeo.
Ricky Romeo.
No.
Ricky Romeo sounds like a wide receiver.
I literally was about to say it sounds like a point guard for the Suns.
Okay, cool. Then I like it.
Ricky Romeo.
I feel like I want like a cute little short name.
Adieu.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Aaron, adieu.
Adieu. Adieu, Aaron. Adieu. Adieu.
It's both French for goodbye and A-D-O.
Mm.
Wait, so you think adieu is spelled A-D-O?
It can be. Well, if you just say it.
If someone say it.
It's fun because someone's like, what's your name? And you might be like, adieu. And they're like, oh, goodbye. What an asshole. Or they might be like, oh, that's your name.
Hmm.
I took Italian in college and ciao is like, you know, ciao is like goodbye in Italian. But I would always say, ciao. Ciao.
Ciao bella.
Ciao bella. You spell it. That's how you say it. You spell it.
Noah Romeo. Bowen
Frankie.
Romeo.
Mm. Aaron is actually
Romeo.
Trying to figure
Beck
out like,
Romeo?
A name for this child.
Well, that's just... Is it Romeo Beckham a kid?
Mm.
Oh,
is
it?
David Beckham's son is Romeo, maybe?
Honestly, okay, Jack is a cute name.
Here's what we have to do. We all have to do our final answers. We're going to give you three options, and then you get to pick whichever one of these three options. I'm locked in at Ricky Romeo. I think Ricky Romeo is my locked in. Adel? Mm.
I'm going to go with Adieu Much Romeo.
Adieu Much Romeo. I love
it. I'm going to go with Baz Romeo.
Baz Luhrmann, and always wear your sunscreen.
So,
message me on Instagram, and I'll send you a better list of names. Don't pick any of this shit. Don't do any of this shit.
No. He said that they'd have to abide by our decision. You can pick one of those three. That has to be the name of your child, and that's final.
Raul, like Raul okay. Julia, Raul Romeo.
You can't keep giving Matt all of these outs, and also Matt, I hope your partner's cool with this because. You just let three strangers who you made puppets for pick the name of your child. Don't worry, they'll change it when they emancipate themselves from you.
Adel, anything to plug?
Boy, oh boy, this came on so fast. I want to plug letting us name your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I want to plug the first ever Thanks Minion, which will be coming up this November, but not when you think in November.
Not when you think.
And I want to plug...
It's the last Thursday.
I want to plug shoehorning in Denzel Washington whenever and wherever you can, Shakira. Aaron, is there anything you want to plug or promote?
Mm-hmm. I would like to plug our Patreon. Lots of good stuff happening over there. Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. I've been laughing very hard recently on that side of the fence.
Oh,
so.
Good. I was going to say.
Oh, good.
I was going to ask.
Having a lot of fun over there. And GPC, do you have any reviews to read?
I actually have a couple plugs. These are two things that I'm not really affiliated with, but I really enjoyed. Recently, I was listening to, and by recently, I mean probably a few weeks ago, I was listening to the podcast Tech Won't Save Us by Paris Marks. And friend of our pod, Eric Silver, popped up on that show and did a interview about the podcasting industry that I found fascinating. First of all, that's a very good pod, the Tech Won't Save Us pod. It's like a leftist technology podcast, and that's a very good interview. So I think that if you want to check that out, go ahead and do that. And then I also just finished a book called Blood and the Machine, The Origins of the Rebellion Against Big Tech by Brian Merchant, who I also heard give an interview on Tech Won't Save Us, which is an excellent book about the Luddites that I highly recommend. And if I got it from my library, and so if you're in Chicago and you want a library copy, mine is on the shelves again. So I think you could probably get it from your library.
Tech Romeo?
Ooh, Tech Romeo. Oh my, Mecha Romeo. Mecha God Romeo. Mecha God Romeo. Please name your baby Mecha God Romeo.
Neptune, sorry. I can get out of here. I forgot that I had the kill switch.
I do forever.
The kill switch.
Starring Aaron Heyman and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Caring Parents is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Nemoris.
I'm in hell. I'm in literal hell.
I'm in Christian hell. Hey there, hearts and flarts. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's a Valentine's Day mixer with our friends Dan Lipper and Ryan Rosenberg from the Man Dog Pod. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.